Devil's Wood by Mark McNeice. Copyright 2026 by Mark McNeice and Made Mark Publishing. Narration provided by Wondervox. Chapter 1. Sticks and Stones. At first, Matthew thought it was just another broken branch, more of nature's debris. The woods were full of it this time of year. Storm-fallen limbs, snapped saplings, half-rotted trunks shedding pieces of themselves onto the damp ground. He and his best friend Micah had been combing the forest the way they often did, moving slowly, eyes trained on the earth rather than the trees, hoping for arrowheads or something that looked old enough to significant. The kinds of things that fueled his imagination, conjuring lost worlds and forgotten languages. Most of what they found was useless, except maybe to the animals and insects. A jagged stone with bugs beneath it, a bit of rusted metal sheltering a worm, a shard of something that might once have been glass. Still, Matthew liked believing he would find arrowheads this time, or pieces of ancient pottery. Belief came easily to him. A rock with what looked like a carving etched in it could become a talisman. A bent nail could be a sliver of pioneer history. His imagination filled in the gaps where the real world failed him, and he didn't mind that at all. Reality was noisy and sharp-edged and carried with it modern dangers. There were no fathers who drank too much back then, although he had no way to verify that. No mothers swallowing antidepressants like vitamins just to make it through the day. No older brother who treated you like something stuck to the bottom of his shoe, or younger sister who demanded attention and got it to a degree he'd never known. In the woods, Matthew could pretend none of that existed. "What's that?" Micah said. He was standing several feet away, tall and awkward, his dirty white baseball cap turned backward like it always was. At 12, Micah was already shooting up fast, all elbows and knees, his body not quite keeping pace with itself. His New Jersey Devils sweatshirt hung loose on him, a hand-me-down from his cousin Carl. Micah didn't care about hockey, but clothes were clothes, and you wore whatever showed up in the bag Aunt Trish dropped off now and then. "I thought it was a branch," Matthew said. "That's not what it looked like up close." He crouched, then knelt, the dampness from the morning rain seeping straight through his jeans. The unusual stick lay half buried beneath leaves and soil, too straight in some places, too deliberately curved in others. He wrapped his fingers around it and felt a faint resistance as he pulled it free, as if the ground didn't want to let go. It was nearly as tall as he was. "This is amazing," Matthew said, turning it in his hand. Micah stepped further away, refusing to come any closer. The upper portion of the stick twisted in on itself, curled in a way Matthew had never seen in a natural branch. Two shades of brown spiraled together along its length, tight and intentional, and running through the curve was a thin vein of gold, dull rather than shiny, faded from its time in the dirt. "Let's go," Micah said. "But look at it." "It's just some old hiker's walking stick," Micah said. His voice was tight. "Someone forgot it. Let's get out of here." "I'm taking it home." "Leave it," Micah said. The tone of his voice made Matthew look up. "What's wrong with you?" "It's getting late." Matthew glanced at the sky. The clouds had thickened, low and gray, pressing down on the treetops. He knew Micah was right. Even if he didn't care much himself, no one would notice if he was late for dinner. Micah's parents, on the other hand, would already be checking the clock. "You're such a pussy," Matthew said, the familiar insult landing without real heat. "Bring it home then," Micah said, backing away. "Just hurry up." Matthew brushed dirt and leaves from the stick, running his thumb along the twisted grain. That was when he saw it, something pale beneath the dark soil. Not a flash, not a shine. Just wrongness, a whiteness that didn't belong there. He froze. He'd seen this before. Not here, not like this, but enough times to recognize it. Matthew was a forager. He knew what bones looked like when the earth tried to hide them. "It's just a dead animal," Micah said. He didn't turn around. Leave it alone. Matthew didn't answer. He knelt again and brushed away the dirt, slowly at first, then faster as the shape grew larger, smoother, unmistakable. It wasn't a shard or a polished rock. It was a skull. Jesus, Matthew whispered. He turned to tell Micah, but Micah was already gone, hurrying toward the road. It's just a stick, Matthew shouted after him. Just a stick. Just a skull. As he stared down at what the ground had been hiding, Matthew knew that neither of those things was true. And someday he would understand that this was the moment he should have run too.